The roving microphone on site. We headed up to Traverse City for their National Cherry Festival. That's a big deal to many. We bring you back the sounds and the sights of those in the leadership fields. Recently, Traverse City hosted its annual National Cherry Festival, the roving microphone on site, bringing you the voices and sounds.
Dan Brzezinski, Vice President, Gas, Sales, and Supply.
So what brings DTE Energy to the Traverse City Cherry Festival?
Well, we've been a part of the community for over 60 years, and this is our 16th year as sponsor for the Cherry Royale Parade. It's a beautiful day here in Traverse City, bright blue sky, perfect day.
The partnerships are important. Describe your float, first of all.
The float is new this year. Our theme is Dream, Create, and Build. And it's really a focus on our young people and our foundation's giving as far as education and STEM education, STEM programs, skilled trades. It's really about our youth really dreaming big, caring for a lot of our icons in the area. We have the State Theater as shown on our float. But importantly, building the communities of the future, and really DTE, we're a part of the community, and it really is gives us great pleasure to support it in every way we can.
You are part of the community. You share your energy with your customers. But again, community involvement. Let's expand a little bit here.
We've actually broadened our giving this year to across the greater Michigan area, so we have a lot of what we call micro-grants to a lot of communities across the state to be involved in really the communities we serve and some of the activities going on.
Now, do you get to sit on the float and do the wave?
No, unfortunately, no. We will probably be walking the route and handing out a lot of energy efficiency education and other little things for the children. And
community involvement, education. What do you need me to do to be energy efficient?
Well, it really starts with lighting, certainly on the electrical side, LED lighting, furnace filters, changing that, especially in the summertime, keeping the shades closed really helps with the air conditioning load. Fans also are a good way to cool. Getting into the wintertime, insulation, windows, a lot of roof insulation, so those are really some of the key areas.
We'll start today. Tell me how the community can help DTE Energy.
Really, it's if you have an issue, we ask you, please call us. Either with your service or if you have trouble paying your bills, don't let it build up. Give us a call early. We're here to help.
And enjoy a parade when you get the chance. Is your theme color is green?
Well, it's our green. Yes, our corporate colors are blue, but at least our green, it shows our environmentally conscious side of our company and really helping to save our lakes and rivers, and especially here in this great state of Michigan. We all know that's so important.
Kevin Klein, Airport Director.
All right. I sound like a broken record, but how does an airport director get involved with a parade and a Traverse City Cherry Festival?
Well, it's all about our community, and the airport is one of the community's assets, and we just love to be a part of it. We bring our fire truck down to represent some of the services that our airport provides, but it's really, you know, showing the community that they have a great asset in the airport, and, you know, it's about economic development. MDOT just released that Cherry Capital Airport produces close to $1 billion of economic impact to the state here. So, you know, that really puts us up in the top three for that, behind Detroit and Grand Rapids. So we're just so thankful to be here and let the community have its pride in its airport.
What else is unique about your airport?
Well, this year, what's unique is we have a brand new flight from Dallas, Texas on American Airlines nonstop here for the summer. So that just began, and it's going outstanding. We're really happy. We have three great carriers, though, with American, Delta, and United. So continuing to offer a better service every year, bigger airplanes, more flights. We serve eight communities. For a community of our size, serving eight nonstop routes is just a unique opportunity.
So I always like to ask this question. What's it like living up north? Obviously, you've got an airport in your own backyard. You can get away or you can have visitors in.
It's the greatest place to be. I have to say that. I'm very biased in that opinion. But being up north, you truly get to enjoy all the seasons. You have so much. Our community is growing. We have some of the greatest technologies. People like to think that we're a small town, but we're not. We're everything you want it to be.
Where's your next flight?
Oh, well, my next flight is down Front Street with this Cherry Royal Parade, and we're just going to have a great time today. We just want everyone to come on up and visit us.
My name is Kat Pay, and I'm the Executive Director of the National Cherry Festival.
So here we are, your final day of the festival, but still a big day. We've got a parade that's going on. How's the week been?
Oh, it's been beautiful. The weather has completely cooperated, which I love, so thank you, Mother Nature. But we have the Cherry Royale Parade today, sponsored by DT Energy Foundation, and we are extremely excited to kick it off here in a few minutes.
Who comes to this festival?
Everyone and anyone. It's generations of fun. So we have lots and lots of families here all week coming to see anything and everything. And 90% of our events are actually free to the public.
How were the cherries this year?
The cherries are good. There is some local harvesting happening currently and a lot more over the next week.
And what is in store for this parade? What makes this parade really the one to attend?
This is just pure magic for me. I love this parade, and we are in exactly the part I love it, which is in the parade chute as everyone's lining up. We have about 11 to 12 marching bands in here, about 120 to 130 units total. It features everything from Traverse City, as with around our beautiful state, showing off the beautiful rolling storybook of Traverse City. Our fire department's here. We've got the Coast Guard from Air Station Traverse City in this parade. And all the schools, every elementary school here has a prince and princess, and their school has built a float. And all 28 of those floats are represented here today, and all those children.
How do you determine a successful festival?
I determine success by smiles. If I am seeing everyone smiling and everyone's happy, and everywhere I go, people are saying, yay, it looks amazing, congratulations, it's a great week. That's what I measure success on. I mean, numbers are great, but we're here to make memories and smiles.
Now, be honest, do you ever get sick of a cherry?
Never.
Trevor Tikach, President and CEO of Traverse City Tourism.
So, have you brought visitors and people in their own backyard to Traverse City for this past week and for today, Trevor?
Well, Traverse City Tourism hasn't had much to do with it. It's all of the Cherry Festival. I mean, people are loving this. Beautiful weather, great events all week long. It's really been a spectacular kickoff to summertime here in Traverse City.
So how do you, representing the Tourism Center and the festival work, how does this happen?
Well, it's a close relationship between the Traverse City Tourism Office is our Convention and Visitors Bureau and Visitors Center for Traverse City. So we work closely with the National Cherry Festival on a lot of things, bringing in media for more exposure, helping with hotel rooms, you know, helping to secure some of the things that need to be done to put on a spectacular 8-day, 150-event festival.
How do you measure the people that have come?
I don't know that you do successfully. You can take some guesses. You know, I try to measure it by the smiles on people's faces. You just see a lot of very satisfied, happy families, especially here in Traverse City during Cherry Festival. And this, I mean, the weather has been so superb. It's really been spectacular. Last year, I was the executive director of the Cherry Festival.
What's that like for you?
Well, it's been really fun to watch it from the other side of the fence. I'm very pleased. Of course, Kat Phillips took over. She was my operations manager last year, so she knew the festival really well coming in, and she's hit it out of the park this year. I'm a little bit jealous. She's done some things that I always hoped to do, and I'm very happy for her.
That's great. Describe this parade. This has got to be one of the longest, most unique, most up parades in our great state of Michigan.
It is. It's very unique. It's a celebration of what we are here in northern Michigan. You know, we've got some great businesses that are represented here, but a lot of the community is in here. You know, nonprofit organizations, bands, marching bands, and local like rock bands on our float. We'll have the Accidentals, who are becoming very popular, local, homegrown three-person group here. And, it's just in the core of it, or should I say at the pit of it, it's the cherry. It's all about celebrating our agricultural heritage. And this parade's one of the first events we did 91 years ago, and it's good to see a tradition like that last here in Michigan.
yet. Once today comes and goes, Traverse City is still open for business.
Oh, indeed it is. Yeah, you should go to traversecity.com to find out more about all the great events that are coming up. Film Festival is still on its way. We've got some beer and wine events, a lot of great stuff.
What else must be shared?
Well, during the film festival, there's another great event called the City of Riesling. It's a celebration, and we do a really great job of growing grapes, but Riesling wine has been one that's really stood out, and we've honed it in better than, and I've tasted, I'm not a connoisseur, I don't know all the different ways to grow those grapes, but we are hitting it out of the park. So we've got people coming from all over the globe to Traverse City, Michigan, to compare our Rieslings against all others, and yeah, we're doing well. It's really exciting. So, yeah, the week of Film Festival is also the week of City of Riesling. You go to traversecity.com to find out more about that.
Great. A city that never sleeps.
Oh, yeah, especially not in the summertime. Who's got time to sleep? Make hay while the sun's shining, as they say.
Great. All right, parade's ready to begin. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, you bet.
Kim Ryan and Chef.
Hi, you're Chef and you're Grand Marshal.
Yes, Chef and Grand Marshal, yeah.
Tell me about your chefing.
I'm out in Las Vegas at the Yardbird and the Venetian.
And when you got asked to be a Grand Marshal, what is your reaction?
I was really excited. I was born and raised in Traverse City, so I know what a big honor it is. And it really gave me a fun reason to come back and visit home. I haven't been back since I moved out to Vegas. So
tell me how you spend your days in Vegas.
I work. All I do is cook. It's very hot out there, so I usually stay inside and then I go to work. But they're keeping me busy, and everyone that I work with is wonderful. And
what's it like? How do you brag to those you work with about Traverse City? What do you tell them when you're, where are you from?
It's funny because people don't really understand how beautiful it is up here and how many restaurants there are. They think, of course you're a chef. What is there, one restaurant in your town? And I really like to brag about how it's such a big foodie city. We have all the wineries and breweries and, farm to tables. And so I try to get as many people up here as I can.
Who's your friend to your left?
This is my daughter, Sophie. She's very excited. She's been working on her way for days.
Wait. Here, you could be the Grand Marshal. Where do we find out more information about you?
You can find information on me on my chef Facebook page, Chef Ryan. And I'm also on the Yardbird page. So anytime anyone comes out to Vegas, please come into Yardbird, and I'd love to see my hometown people.
Mike Busley, co-founder of Grand Traverse Pie Company.
And here we are as part of the festival, the final day, the Cherry Royal Parade. I think I have the best seat in the house inside your business.
Yeah,
what do you think?
We're right at the start of the parade, right at Park Street in front, right downtown, and it's just getting rolling. It's a beautiful day, and there goes whatever. That's a bowl of cherries going by in front of us.
Hey, you put cherries in your pie, don't you?
We've been known to, especially this week. Heck yeah. Yeah, we love it.
All right. This is one of many, your Grand Traverse Pie Company. I know very strong in our West Michigan area, Mike, but I'm going to have you do the 101s of who you are and why we should care.
Well, the Grand Traverse Pie Company, we're into our 21st year now. Denise and I, Denise is standing just next to me here. We're in our 21st year, and we started right here in Traverse City, and we wanted to make pie and blend in with the community, use local products, have a fun, feel-good business, have a great set of employees, a great team, and share the love of pie with all those who walk in our doors. And 21 years later, we have 15 shops across the state, and we're very proud of all the people that have Pie Company aprons on now. We're blessed.
Okay. Now you have a signature pie, right?
We do. Cherry crumb pie, and it's the pie of the festival. We make about 1,000 pies a day up here for just the festival. And all the folks that come into our shop. So this is prime cherry pie time for us.
And you're set up at the festival, right? So you have your stand, which is very busy.
Yeah, we slice up cherry pie. We put it in a smoothie, whole pie to go. There's a diving dog thing, and they get pie. Some of them win pies. We have kids make pies all day Thursday for a fundraiser for the Children's Advocacy Center. So there's many ways that pie is linked with our friends at the Cherry Festival.
Now, little birdie tells me, as the band plays its song, that there's a unique pie that's come back that has to do with burners?
Yeah, this summer, cherry ginger is a great culinary combination of many things. So we found a way, starting last summer, and it's backed by popular demand, burners, ginger ale, in our cherry pie with a lattice top. So it's a classic combination of fruits and brands, all about Michigan. And it's available all summer long at all of our pie shops. And it's by the slice or whole pie.
I know in the past, yourself, Denise, we've talked about the way that you give back to the community. Can you talk about that?
Sure. We've been blessed over the years with the folks that have loyally come back time and time again for whether it's pie or pot pie or lunch, whatever they do to support us. We've tried to provide a great experience and great quality, but when we do that, then we're able to give back. And we focus on children's causes, children in need, foster youth, trying to help prevention of abuse of children, early reading, books. There's many ways that we try to connect in our community here in Traverse City and across the state to help those children get off to a good start, because as we know, that's our future. All we can do to help our kids be healthy, safe, and educated, we feel like that's the right thing to do, we have to do it. And year in, year out, that's what we try to do with the Pie Company brand and our energy.
What's your T-shirt say?
I'm wearing a Maui Pie T-shirt, and daughter Kelly and son-in-law Ryan moved to Maui about 3 years ago, and they make pies on Maui, Shelley. Yeah, yeah.
That's Ryan is like a pineapple pie?
They have pineapple. They have a strawberry mango. They've got lilikoi, chocolate hopia. There's some local flavors and fruits out there. It's hard to get a cherry or an apple out there. Strawberries, peaches, mangoes, lilikoi. So it's a different brand, but we were happy to go help them figure that out.
Well, you stay here because we need you to push our cherries and more. So I'm going to ask you that final question. What's your favorite slice of pie?
You'd think this week I'd say cherry, but strawberry rhubarb.
And that's yeah. That between us. How do we find out more information, Mike Busley, about the Grand Traverse Pie Company?
Well, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and all that, but I do know the website, www.gtpie.com, and you can get us everywhere else from there.
Hey, there goes the queen. Let's check out our website.
There's the queen, the new queen.
The new queen. Everybody's a queen for the day. Or a king. Thank you, Mike Busley.
Thank you, Shelley.